Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will be sunny with a high near 36. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 25. And on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 48. South wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news for today, on Monday's broadcast, we began a three-part report on the 2023 Farm Bill, covering the history of how this important budgeting plan took shape over the years and how it serves a variety of interests. The bill is recreated every 5 years and is due to be introduced and put into effect later this year. Today, we take a closer look at the interests of family farmers around the country and draw from a variety of online sources. The National Family Farm Progressive Platform issued an outline to be presented in open hearing, urging lawmakers to pass a suite of policy proposals that prioritize consumers, family farmers and ranchers, and rural communities over the profits of corporate agribusiness. From their website, their proposal states, "Big ag and structurally problematic farm policy continues to undermine family farms and ranches, leading to the drastic loss of generational wealth, depressed rural communities, and a highly concentrated food and farm system, vulnerable to disruption, problems largely ignored by Congress and government agencies. The Farm Bill opens an important opportunity to reverse these trends and ensure good food for all, prosperous local economies, and healthy ecosystems." NFFC's 2023 Farm Bill platform includes policy proposals that bolster a more equitable, fair food system. Its four primary policy priorities are dairy reform based on supply management and price floors, stronger land access for historically underserved farmers and communities, improved access to agricultural credit, and equitable implementation of the USDA debt relief. Another aspect of the bill, which has become a political football, has been the management of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which was known for years as food stamps. Beginning today in Congress, Representative Dusty Johnson, a Republican from South Dakota, and 14 of his fellow Republicans are introducing a bill to tighten work requirements in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A motion they hope will find its way into the 2023 Farm Bill. Johnson's bill would expand the age bracket of able-bodied adults without dependents and limit states' ability to request time limit waivers. The bill would expand the bracket from 18 to 49, which it is now, to 18 to 65. It would also strip states of the ability to lobby the Agriculture Department for a waiver if they do not have a sufficient number of jobs to provide employment for these individuals, which Johnson says is a loophole being abused. It would leave in place waivers based on areas with 10% unemployment rates. Democrats are still trying to formulate a strategy on SNAP. The White House got the ball rolling in its budget proposal, where it urged Congress to reduce barriers to entry for SNAP, echoing the administration's calls from the White House conference last fall. Democratic Representatives Barbara Lee of California and Alma Adams of North Carolina reintroduced a bill after Biden's budget release to scrap the time limit altogether, the Improving Access to Nutrition Act. Some information for this report came from today's Politico webpage. While the Nearly Noon News is giving a three-day overview of the Farm Bill and how it is being shaped, we will continue to follow the progress of this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. The bill is expected to possibly be ready for signing sometime later this summer. On Wednesday, we will look at how Wisconsin plays a part in the shaping of the bill. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.